Masechtas Erev and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins Mavoi, which is a alleyway. Shugavoy lamala me'esim amos. Rashi says he puts the kaira above 20 amos, and this kaira comes to be matter to be metatal in it. Because min ha'teira ha'itzoros shusarabim is aser, and what's shusarabim? Aseratia, platia, as we saw in Masechtas Shabbos, which is doim with the Degel Hamidbar, which is 16 amos wide. As we've seen, Azari. Therefore, it's not a Rosh Hashanah if it's less than 16 amos, and if it's open from both sides. But a mavi is not as wide; it's not wide 16 amos. And even if it's wide, it's not mefulish. Only one side is open to Rosh Hashanah, and one side is closed. Because if it's mefulish, wouldn't be mutter with a kair, as we've seen the Gemara. Since it's not a Shasaram, you're not to be metalkut, but not tayr without any tikkun. The chomer geizer, because you might come to exchange Rosh Hashanah, they were matter either with a kair or a lechi, so they shouldn't come to be a matter, be a hecker for Shisram Gemur. So if it's above 20 amos, the Mishnah says you might lower it. If you don't have to lower it, if it's wider than 10 amos, which is the shear of Stam Pesach, and more than that is not considered a Pesach, just a breakage and opening in the fence, you might, that's to make it less. Yesh Latzuras of Pesach, if it has a form of a doorway, meaning a lechi here, and a kair on top of it, like a ches, then Abish Rach Ma'asamas, even though it's wide, and Tanamas ain't so chamayat, they don't have to make it less. Tanan Hasu, we learned over there, Masech the Sukkah. Sukkah Shikwele Wala Ma'asamas, Sukkah that's taller than 20 Amas, Psula's Apostle. Do the Masha. So Gemara asks, Masha the Sukkah, why is it different Sukkah that Tanah Psula says plain Apostle? But Gamovit Tanah Tekante, he says, you might, and doesn't say Apostle. So Gemara says, Sukkah, they rise Tanah Psula. Mavoi, which is only a drabbanan, Tani Tekanta. The reason on Sukkah is because Yichayev Menatayil Aman Yedidur Seichem. So therefore says Psula, since it's already established for Moshe, the Chacham explained to it that if he didn't do it, it's possible. So maybe it's shaykh to say pasles. Mavoi, which the whole ik is just for the drabbanan, it's not shaykh to say the Lashon Pasle, because you can only say a Tekanta. Even in any other derisa, we say tekanta. A sukkah, the nefisha middle, there's a lot of rules. Because it says over there, she'en l'shalosh d'fana, she'en l'gavay asorah, and sun more than the shade. Pasuk b'tan l'psula just says plain pasul. So man, it's inclusive, everything, all of them as pasul. Mavad lo'en afashmira is not that much. Tana tekanta. I don't read them. Rav Chamba and Duda didn't learn anapiska shalecha from the entrance of the hechel. Rida lo'elam Duda didn't learn anapiska shal ulam, from the ulam, which is taller. Because the Pesach Shalech Gava Esra Amos 20 Amos, Tov Rav Esra Amos. Shal Ulam is Gava Erba Amos 40 Amos, Rav Esra Amos. The Shnei Mekra Echadar Shalei both went out of one. Pasuk says, Shachatu Pesach Oyel Moed, which is the Heichel, where the Mizbech HaZav and the Shulchan HaMer was in there. So Rabbanan saw Rabbanan hold Kedushas Heichel, Kedushas Ulam. The Kedusha of Ulam is not the same as the Kedusha of Heichel. So therefore, if you do any avoid of the Heichel in the Ulam, it's not kosher. So therefore, it's not called Oil Moed, and that's called Pesach Oil Moed. Kedusha Ulam Chazuk. Chiksev Pesach Oil Moed, the Hechel Chiksev says in the Hechel, which is only 20 amos. If we decide the Hechel Ulam Kedusha Achaz is considered one Kedusha. Chiksev Pesach Oil Moed, that's why the Chiksev says in both. Iba Sanler, read the name of Kedusha Ulam Lachud, the Kedusha of Ulam is separate, and Kedusha is Hechel Chud. Well, I'm trying to read the Chiksev Pesach Ulam Habayis. You see, it's called the Pesach Ulam, it's called the and this Rabban, yeah, Ksil Pesach Ulam Kedekamus. Hashtag Ksil Pesach Ulam Habayis. Why does it say the word Habayis? Habayis Apsuch Ulam, which is the Heichal. Iva Kiksiv Hai, by Mishkan Ksiv. This whole Pesach Ulam, it says by Mishkan. So we say, Ashkan Mishkan, the Iker Migdash, a Migdash, the Iker Mishkan. The Ilat HaMach, it has to be that one is interchanged with the other. Hodam Rabbi Dom Shmuel Shalom Sheshachtim Koidim Sichas Das HaHechel before you opened up, you shechted in the morning before they opened the Hechel, it's possible. Shnei Meshachto Pesach Ha'el Moed, Bezman Shepsuchim, Dafka, it's open, the Lord Bezman Shein Ulam. Vaki Ksiv Ahi, that Pashtik, is B'Mishkan Ksiv, it says B'Pasha Mishkan, how do you know B'S Migdash? Ela Ashka Migdash D'Ikr Mishkan. Where do you see Mishkan, the Ikr Migdash Mishlam, Migdash Ikr Mishkan, the Ksiv, and Zatiz Mishkan, B'Soichachem. And this pasuk says the Mishkan was already up there, so it can't be the Mishkan. It must be that the Baruch Hu was referring to a base Mikdash. And Mishkan the Ikir Mikdash Menalon. Elam the Ksivanas Hakas and the people of Kas will travel. Noisa Mikdash Yekimus Mishkan Advayam. So the Moses Ahuba Arik Ksiv. That's referring to the Arik that was the Mas of Mekas. That's why it's called Mikdash. So Ela Mahachav. From here it says Osle Mikdash Shchanti B'Seicha. And therefore, the Rebbein Shalom said, make me a Mikdash, and I'll rest amongst us. You see, the Mishkan is called the Mikdash. This is the end of Dav Beis, Amud
Aleph.